I'm so excited to share with you that the doors are officially open for my first ever phone-free event that's happening in Los Angeles, California on February 28th at Mudwater Gather in Santa Monica, with the option for you to dive even deeper on March 1st. Now look, this event is about you. It's about you building connections and community and us all really bringing this analog revolution to life and reminding our hearts and souls what we truly crave most, what nourishes our being, which is co-regulating with other humans, having our mirror neurons dance together, sharing experiences together, but also learning together. So on top of all the community and connection possibilities for you, there's also an incredible lineup of speakers. I've got internationally renowned nervous system expert Sarah Baldwin, Nike master trainer Brandon Collingsworth talking about purpose and meaning, and Mandy Balak, who's the president of the Gathering Festival, which is one of the largest marketing and branding conferences in North America. So we're going to be diving deeper into what does the future look like to walk alongside technology and use technology as a tool. Now look, if you want to dive even deeper, there's limited space for a VIP dinner on the Saturday night. And if you want to go even deeper, if it's aligned for leaders, coaches, therapists, entrepreneurs, branding, marketing, whoever is called, there's a mastermind on the Sunday morning with even more limited seating. And that's going to be about what does the future look like to create in this world with technology. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, you want to find out more and save your spot, go to markgroves.com/future. I can't wait to see you there. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with an espresso shot of a solo episode. When you were born into your family, and there's a saying, you don't get to choose your parents, or you do get to choose your parents. I really believe in the one you do. Even if you don't like your parents, there's a service, there's a breaking of the generations that comes through the pain that we inherit. And all of a sudden, we might be the first one because of resources, because of awareness, because of possibility that we're like, I'm going to be the first one to do this. So you might be the first one in your matrilineal line who uses their voice. You might be the first one in your patrilineal line who opens his heart, you know, and becomes vulnerable and stops using power to exploit. You might be the first one in the matrilineal line that finally gives birth back to full self-expression as a woman, right? Because it hasn't been safe to do that. So it doesn't matter what you're being asked to do. It might not even fit into the small box I just built. And it doesn't have to, because it's not for me to build. But what I'm saying is that when you actually are taking it off, that's when you're saying, I'm done with what I inherited. You think, you know, when we say that someone comes with a lot of baggage, we all come with baggage, but we actually can just say, I'm not going to tow that U-Haul anymore. I don't need a moving truck. I'm ready to let it go. I'm ready to learn from it. So a lot of the suffering that we carry often our whole lives is actually familiar. If you look at your mother or your father or both, you'll see that they often have a similar wound, and that's how they orient to the world, is from the same lack, from the same no one loves me, from the same I'm guarded and I don't let anyone in. So this is what it means to say, like, you don't have to do that. Isn't that, see, remember how I said the transition is choice, and it's just by saying in this moment. Just like, you know, I've been talking a lot about this, and that is that if you don't trust your choices, even your small choices, like saying, I'm going to wake up every day and I'm going to make my bed. That's such a simple, small commitment. And what happens is when you do it, which takes 3 seconds, let's be honest, sheets up, what's up? So when you do it, what you're saying is, I keep my word. And it's actually through small layered commitments that we actually believe we can make big commitments. You can't trust your choice in somebody till you can trust your choice is, right? And I see that question of, you know, do you have to let it go daily or will it come by nature? I would be so intentional with letting it go. I'm letting more of it go today. So whenever you feel like something's a setback or you did something again, the idea is you're a failure. But actually what's happening is there's still residue of what is yet unhealed. And so you can either resent the residue or you can say, ooh, like I thought I had let the martyr go. No, more pieces revealed. And actually through seeing that and being like, ah, more. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for revealing that to me, partner, work, whatever it is. You know, I was a pharmaceutical rep for years. I loved it. I really loved it. I did it for 14 years total. It was my first career. Before that, I sold electronics, but I was always super interested in human behavior. It was like the thing that I loved studying the most, but it was really born from this place of manipulation. Like, how do I get someone to change their behavior? How do I get them to buy more stuff? How do they get them to switch products? And what happens is that eventually I had a relationship and that birthed this desire to deeply understand romantic relationships. I had the background in science and understanding clinical trials and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, I want to learn the science of this. Notice how I'm still now here because I'm not here. I'm a recovering Catholic, especially at that time. So what happens is that I've rejected the idea of spirituality, God, connected to oneness, all that kind of stuff. But when I experienced a relational ending, the grief really, I was like, oh my God, there's so much more. Now my creativity and wanting to teach relationship was sparked through that ending. At the time, I wouldn't have been able to say, this is actually the beginning of everything. That's why in my breakup course, I'm like, don't fuck around. Like, this is the most potent material you are going to work with. Like, if right now you're just feeling lost, talk about potent material. It means that you're going to find your way. At least you're lost. I think it's dangerous when we get super certain, when there's no other way. But when you're lost, it means you're about to find. If you can stay in the curious adventure of discovering. So as I'm doing that, I'm like navigating it, being like, okay. This is the burst. I feel like I'm going to melt. I need to understand relationships. So I went into the relationship study not thinking I'm going to teach this. I'm just like, I need to make sense of this shit because no one taught me and this isn't making any sense. Why, when I go through a breakup, why do I feel like I've failed, but the relationship couldn't have continued? Like, wait, why do other people judge me now? Like, it made no sense to me. Why, when a relationship ends, does all our self-worth go out the window because our worth was so judged to be in our relationship status? And so as I was liberating myself from that experience, I wanted to study relationships and understand them. And then I was just like, why is no one teaching this? This makes no sense. And so you don't know what the seed is being planted in you and all the prep work, right? The residue, the exoskeleton, but inside there's a dragonfly being prepped. You're being built through all of these to provide service in some way that's uniquely designed to the very specific circumstances that you've gone through in your life. Now think about that. If I was to change just one fucking thing, just like literally one thing, you wouldn't be here today. Like if I just changed one thing. That's it. Now you might be like, well, I kind of wish I changed a couple things. Sure. But regretting not changing something in the past doesn't actually allow you to fully show up today. So you're going to meet the same moment or limit yourself from any growth because you're staying tied to a moment in your past or a couple. Regret is the greatest prison because it actually prevents you from fully showing up now, which is actually the design of regret. The design of regret is that you're going to stay so stuck in a past moment because it hurts, because of whatever, that you're afraid of ever reliving a moment of that much connectedness, that much vulnerability, that much possibility. And what actually is interesting is in the experience of the moment that you regret, or the collection of moments, is actually the wisdom to walk forth towards a similar experience and not do it again. That's kind of fucked up, isn't it? When you think about it. The very thing that you are regretting is actually the solution, the key to walk out the prison, to turn towards empowered in the future, to be like, oh yeah. And you're going to have fear of doing something again. If you've cheated on someone or be cheated on, you're going to fear that happening. If you've started a business and it failed, you're going to fear that happening again. That's natural. That means that you're paying attention to life. Who would be like go through an infidelity and be like, can't wait to go through that, or cheat and have all the shame come up in your body if you're willing to turn towards it and be like, can't wait to be that person again. You know, for me, when I experienced betrayal, it's actually one of the greatest gifts I experienced because it woke me up. Eventually, it took a little while, but it woke me up. It woke me up to what was possible for me in my life.